to the Florida show.
With Jeffrey and Kristen.
I'm
Jeffrey.
Kristen.
You made me laugh.
I don't care.
Jeffrey and
Kristen. Look how fat my sound lines are, my sound waves. Okay.
Are those like beach waves?
Yeah, sure, even though we're nowhere near the beach, but all right then.
You sure are.
What?
You sure are.
Are you trying to say sure?
You sure are crabby.
You sure are crabby. You sure are stupid.
At least my brain's not sunburned.
What the hell does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything.
Ah, whatever. Anyway, we got a good show for you this time around. Been slacking, been lazy, haven't had a show in a couple of months, but we are back and we will have our fifth show coming up very shortly after this one to make up for lost time, I should say. Yes?
Right. I hope so.
What is this hesitation? Anyway.
I hope so.
Anyway, we don't have any updates, I believe, off of the third show, correct?
No corrections or anything, no.
Not thus far, anyway. Anyway. We have our first song for this episode is from Miami, and they're a band from 1982, and they're called The Essentials. This is one of their recorded songs, that's their live stuff. And you can actually find this on the Killed by Florida comp that we used to have and can't seem to find in the house anywhere.
I don't remember what we filed it under.
Yeah, it's some.
It's not under K, it's not under compilation. I don't know where it is.
It's under Lost Cause. All right, then. This is Turn Off Your Radio.
Talks to people today, and nothing they do has got a thing to say. A radio DJ should just do their job, playing commercials and reach for that knob and
turn off
your radio.
Turn
it off now.
Turn
off your radio now.
Give them what they want, and they'll want what you give. You gotta learn to treat them just like little kids.
Walk away from me. And nothing they do talks to people today. And nothing they do has got a thing to say. If you think this is bold, do think again, cause they're not listening. They don't give a damn.
Turn off
your radio.
Punks Get Cut, and features members of the Elks, which is Mike Speaks, and Tick Bowen, who's from For Ex Lovers Only. Is it Bowen or Fallon? I think it's Bowen. Yeah. Whatever. And Jay Schusterman from Abercoo. We played on the first show and also Ex Lovers and Elks. We've also played on, I believe, the second show.
Yeah, we played all their bands. So it's like an all-star Florida band.
It's a super group.
Super group.
Super group. And These Ghosts is kind of the theme song, I would think, kind of so. Maybe just because the band name's in that title, I guess.
Yeah, there's a lot of ghosts in there.
Yes, a lot of ghosts. And they played Pop Mayhem as the first name, Punks Get Cut. I think it was their first show. And it's quite good. Very good.
It was very good stuff. It's more like acoustic pop.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I like it a lot. And for that, you can talk about this one. This is your pick of P-Shy from Tampa, and that song was called Smoking Gun from 1996, featured on the Who Let the Monkeys Out album.
Yeah, that record was produced by Dean Ware from Galaxy 500, and it actually came out on Polygram Records, pretty big major label for such an odd band. That band was from Tampa Bay, made up by two girls, Cindy Wheeler and Jenny Giristo. They formed that band from like 1995 to 1998. And their songs were like super fun and mixed in with like spoken words. and that was all under a parental advisory sticker, like right on the album cover. Like all their songs are like really cute, but then get that big warning label on there, like, you know, like all the rap records, and yeah, it didn't make any sense. But I don't think that album sold very well.
Wasn't it like under 1,000 copies or something?
Yeah, but
wasn't that band supposed to also be more known for not using more non-traditional instruments?
Well, not really. They use like mostly accordion, like the girl played accordion, but they play, you know, guitar. They have like regular sounding songs, just like girl indie, well, like whatever, you know, girly indie rock bands that like from that time period. But like I said, like the album didn't sold very well, but it sold enough where they actually made a second full length that also came out on the same label. And that band,
that was the Little Dudes thing, right? That was their kind of hit song, Little Dudes.
Yeah, it was kind of a silly song. I don't think it's the best one on there, but that one got picked for whatever reason, just because it was kind of inappropriate or whatever.
And so that was a single, right?
I'm not really sure. But that band actually moved to New York City, and that's where they ended up breaking up sometime in New York City.
Okay, and then we started off with The Essentials, who are from Miami from 1982. I believe you could find out more about them from, was it the Pete Ross Memorial website?
Yeah, you go to that website, we'll link to it, but you can like pretty much like download like everything The Essentials put out, like studio, and there's even a live show you can listen to. It's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty infectious, very catchy little song.
Yeah, and the live show sounds really fun.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's really awesome. They're really loud and obnoxious. Okay, coming up we have a band from Panama City. It's more of a group, I suppose, and this is a thrift shop find. And has a lot of skips in it. I don't know if I shouldn't have used this one. It has quite a few skips in it, but I believe this is a traditional song. I don't know who's originally by. I know that Porter Wagoner also does a cover of it. It's called I See a Bridge by the Jackson Trio, who are from Panama City, and we believe this came out in the 1950s. There's a little bio on the back of the 45 and a picture on it, actually. But it doesn't really have very cohesive information. It's kind of confusing on there. So here it is.
Yes, he said there would always be for my skin.
and you just listened to Clearwater band Doll Parts with a song called Dumb.
D-U-M-B.
You are dumb.
Which is, of course, a Ramones reference. I'm sure you knew that one already. That band's super fun. They're heavily into punk music, even the more harsher punk music, which is unusual for female bands to play out with and do it successfully. They're a lot of fun. They're all really nice girls. And
they're cute and tough.
They started out about 3 years ago, so in 2006. And I remember the first time we saw them, they had a guy playing drums for them. He looked less than amused to be playing for them, which I can't stand when guys feel emasculated by being in a female band, because during that particular show, I thought that Doll Parts was the best band of the whole night, you know, between them and all these other male-oriented bands. They were a lot better, I thought.
But we saw them again recently, and I guess they got back their original drummer.
Yeah.
So they're back to being an all-girl, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And really good.
Mm-hmm. And before that, we heard Rhinestone Karina with The Road May Be Dirty, and they're from Jacksonville. Unfortunately, they are not a band anymore. It's headed by Joel Card and his friend Mike, and they were the two main songwriters of that particular band.
They're both, what, 16 and 17?
Yeah, 16 and 17 years old, and they did that. And that song is super, super catchy. It's totally great, I think so. And all the stuff they have is pretty amazing stuff, I think so.
And Joel was in another band we played on the first podcast.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he played on those recordings, but he was in. It's called Lifeforms now, but he was in when they were called the Recalls.
Yeah.
And the Jackets, but, you know, a bunch of different name changes, but all, essentially it's just all him and his friend Jeff. So. And before that, we started off with the Jackson Trio from Panama City. That's in the 1950s with I See a Bridge.
Yeah, I couldn't find too much about them other than, they were born near Chipley, Florida. I don't even know where Chipley is.
Me neither.
And they were raised in like a little country church, and they used to sing from like when they were kids and they grew up. They were also known as the Sunshine Three, the Happy Jackson, and in their hometown, I think they were called like the Faithful Three in their own like home church. And they were heard, I guess, on the radio, and they were on TV. This is all back in the 50s, for like a number of years. They released several albums too, which I remember seeing some in a thrift store where I picked this one up, but I didn't get them. And the song was on a four-song 45 that came out on Harvest Records, not to be confused with like the 60s, like kind of grungy dirt stuff. They used to put out like Pink Floyd and just like progressive stuff. It's not the same Harvest Record. And this was a Harvest Records that was based in Dufuniak Springs, Florida. And that's like up in the panhandle, up northwest Florida.
Okay. All right, coming up we have a band that I think Jeffrey should explain. And who is this band, Jeffrey?
The next band we're gonna play is called Slow Motion Riot. And it's gonna be a song called Fire and Ice. And this band was from Orlando and Winter Park, and they existed from 1991 to 1992 by three 16 and 17 year olds. They were a true garage band. They wrote and practiced in a one car garage at guitarist Gabe Fowler's house. Chris Howard, who happens to be my brother, played bass, and Chris Ingert played drums. They played like three shows in their existence, all in 1992. And two of these shows I have tapes up. The band also has like a bunch of practice recordings.
Yeah, you have like a stack of tapes. We have like six Slow Motion Riot tapes.
I think I pretty much have like everything they ever put onto tape. And this song is called Fire and Ice, and it's from a four-song session using the four-track recorder that they had. And my brother, Chris Howard, sings vocals on this song.
All right, Ed.
Yeah, because they both sang both. Gabe and Chris both sang songs, and this is one of Chris's songs.
We'll be right back. I'm sure if you could, you would have, but you've been had. So you settled on the good half instead of bad. But in weathered fingers up to touch your hand. And in your gentleman's demeanor, you told me I'm going in. It's far too easy to let them win. He can give you a heart.
Miami.
Emo!
With I'm Moving On. And they're from the 1960s. I don't know the exact date on that particular recording, but there's this really great interview you need to read with their lead screamer. So that's what it's credited as on that particular website. His name is John Doyle, and there's this awesome interview with him at this website called 60spunk.m78.com. I will link to it so you can just click on that instead of remembering that. But they started in the summer of 65. They're all really into Edgar Allan Poe. So, of course, there's a lot of, you know, more cryptic meaning to their songs, I suppose. They were suspended in school for having long hair, and they were heavily influenced by their label, not label mates, but I guess they called them their older brothers, the Montells, who are on the flip side of this Norton release of this particular song. And the Montells did that song, You Can't Make Me, which we'll probably play eventually. My brother and I used to cover that song. Montells are really awesome. And apparently I'm Moving On was written in 5 to 10 minutes, which is pretty funny. I think they said they had written it on the way to the studio or something. I don't know, but it's really cool. It's a great song. The Evils, or just Evil, not The Evil. So
Just plain evil.
Just plain evil.
I also how they told their parents like it was like another name or something like that. They're trying to hide it from them.
I forgot what name he had said. You'll have to read it, but he did say it was something else so he wouldn't upset his mom. And this man actually did covers of The Move, Down Intersect, Pretty Things, and even the Montells also, which is pretty amazing considering at the time those bands were not very big in America, all these really crazy British bands, you know? Like, I remember my brother and I would do covers of a lot of, like, foreign stuff, like Easy Beats, and we would do Down Intersect also, and we would say they were our songs, and nobody knew the difference.
Oh, that's so cheating.
No, it's not. Nobody knew anything.
That band was so good. They had great songs. They're not your songs.
Yeah, but you just don't... you don't know that. You don't understand. You're not with it. Okay, before that was Mumpsy, who are from Orlando, and that was Unnamed Gentleman from one of their more recent releases.
Okay, that one's off their free record that you can download.
Yeah, it's called Mortgaging Our Future for Right Now.
Yeah, and they also just released a 7-inch after that.
That Posturing?
Yeah, the Posturing record just came out. You could probably find that online, order it online.
Yeah, and we started off with Slow Motion Riot.
That was my brother's band.
That was their garage recording, right?
Yeah, that was their garage recording.
What are those other live recordings, the Magic Walk ones?
Yeah, there's a venue downtown Atlanta called the Magic Walk. I think it's like a fancy like high-rise now. But the song, I forget.
That's a crazy show. Like, they sound so much like Flipper on that particular show. It's pretty frightening sounding stuff. Like, it's very intimidating. It's really cool. That's good.
Yeah, well, they're like, you know, they're influenced, you know, like Einstein's a new button, and you know.
I saw somebody with one of those shirts on yesterday. It was so weird. I saw like, oh, collapsing buildings. That was my first thought.
Yeah, my brother had one of those shirts and he wore it to school, and they didn't suspend him, but they made him like have to go home to change his shirt.
Why?
Just because of the artwork.
What was on the shirt?
It was like a horse like peeing. So they were influenced by, you know, like that band and like Big Black, Sonic Youth, those kind of bands.
Yeah. So up next we have a pretty famous band, and this girl is in an even more famous band now. Would you like to fill that in, Jeffrey?
Yeah, it's going to be a song by Vero Beach / Gainesville band, Discount. It's more of an acoustic song.
Parental stereo, mute. Pointed to instrumental voice instead, so hitting skin on speed, he red eyes while with me. She in the waiting room, reading into my missing beats. Addict per accident on salary, explaining what was meant. Responsibility swap, response dead for sex. Muffle the curious, a part in the circus. She paid for the blinding, he worked for my folding. Blindfold active mind like never mind. Sugar on the lip too young, even for innocence. Locked in with the toiletry, play dead. Knife on the tile. chance to fuck up another under the sheets. Heat lamp to warm the walking and disinvolve the grief. Just the stereo, thick like paint, runs over the storyline. Opaque the points, left with the storyline, both grim and bright. Feeling not so alright, but alright. On salary, explaining what was meant, responsibility swap, response dead, force excess to muffle the curious, pardon the circus.
We'll be right back.
Walden Boys from Orlando with A Woman Like You. That's from 2008. And they are real cowboys. I remember seeing the one guy. What was his name? Tim?
Like Tim. I think there's two guys named Tim, and there's someone else I can't remember. I don't know really too much about them other than, wow, those guys are characters.
But I think they're probably pretty genuine about the whole thing. It's not really in a like a comical sense. I think they're actually
I don't think you could fake that.
Yeah, it's good though. You know, they did some good country. That's for sure. I think so.
It's really fun and kind of folky. I like it.
Yeah. And before that, we heard The Wind with Bad Eloise. They're from Miami from the early 80s. And these guys were obsessed with being a 60s sounding band. They had tried to copy what the American Beatle releases had happened to them, where their whole album was recompressed and recorded with the limiter button down on their, Sony Super Scope tape deck with the limiter button pushed on. So it made their record sound really crazy, and people would kind of look at them when they would play shows and wonder what they were doing. I think they had said something along the lines of get your head out of the 60s, I think it was. And they're in a band now called Tan Sleeve, which is made up of the two main guys from The Wind, which is Lane Steinberg and Steve Katz. They call themselves kind of a pop soul group, The Wind.
Are they still in Florida?
I believe so. I think that they had moved to maybe New York, or they were, one of them was from New York and he moved down, I think. You should definitely read the interview with them in the one and only issue of Rockmania, which has Milk and Cookies on the cover of it.
It's a really good magazine.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
All one issue.
The one single issue. And then they came out with an official second issue called Brain Lapse, I believe. And that one's also full color, so it's $8, but it's worth every penny.
Yeah, definitely. And before that was Discount, and they were like a punky, like indie band originally from Vero Beach, and they relocated to Gainesville like late in their career. They were pretty prolific. They released, I think, 3 full lengths, EP, probably 12, 13, 14, you know, singles and split singles. And like even more like compilation songs. I mean, just like if anybody had a compilation, like Discount was on it, any kind of punk compilation. And they toured constantly and pretty had a hardcore following of, you know, passionate fans who were just like lived and died by that band.
Yeah, people had their logo tattooed on their arms.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I've even seen people with the tattoos, like, hey, that's a Discount tattoo. And, you know, they played in the US, Europe, Japan. And their breakup show was in 2000. People like flew from like all over the country to like see, you know, the last shows that they did. Members from, you know, Discount have gone on to bands like Laserhead, The Monikers, The Kills. Their singer Allison is currently in Jack White's latest band, The Dead Weather, if you can believe that. And I still saw them on like David Letterman a couple months ago. The song we listened to was an acoustic song, and it was called The Most Brutal Criminal, and it's from their open-ended aerial 7-inch, which came out on Rugger Bugger Records. That's a mouthful. And that was recorded in London, where they spent a lot of time, or Ryan actually lived in London for a while after Discount had broken up. And you probably won't hear like Allison talk about this band whatsoever. I don't know.
It might just be something that she's like kind of embarrassed by, or because it may be something where it's not as cool as what she's doing now. Maybe that's the whole mentality of it. I'm not sure.
I don't know. People, like I said, they used to like live and die about that band. She like turned their backs on all those people. I'm sure maybe somewhere down the line she'll like want to revisit this band, because for its time, if you listen to it now, like the more the like pop punk, it's kind of dated sound, but really like when it was around, there wasn't really too many bands like that, like at all, you know, punk and indie rock mixed, which at the time was their thing.
I don't know about them. All right, so next up we have one of my picks. This is the Fabulettes with Screaming and Shouting. Screaming and Shouting, I should say.
Screaming and Shouting.
And they're from Miami from 1966.
It's a fun song.
Yes, it is.
Girl, am I? 'Cause son, you gotta work me.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime.
Son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime.
Cochran cover by Outsiders, who are from Tampa. Not to be confused with the Time Will Let Me Outsiders from Ohio, not to be confused with the Dutch Outsiders from Holland, and that's why they had to change their name eventually to the Soul Trippers and then Noah's Ark, because of the Ohio Outsiders got a lot of popularity. And this is my personal send-off to summer, since I didn't use this song in that summer podcast with Garbo's daughter. This is probably my favorite cover of Summertime Blues. It's so rocking and everybody's yelling and screaming. It's so awesome. I think it's better than the Blue Cheer version, that's for sure.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah, and this was the second 45 that they had after their first one, which had an original song called She's Coming On Stronger, which is a great song. And from 1966, they formed in 64 as a five-piece. They had a few lineup changes and label name changes and all this other stuff. But that one you can find on Back from the Grave Part 2. You can actually find both that song and She's Coming On Stronger on that one, too.
And for that, we heard Red Light Means Go. That's by a band called Pogo.
Boing,
that was
boing.
Boing, boing, boing. Now Kent was out on Outback Records and Orlando label with a three-way split with Discount and Combination Gray, and that came out in 1995. The band re-released a 19-song CD discography called All Along on New Granada Records, which is their record label, compiling every recording the band ever put out. This band existed from 1994 to about 1998. They had two different singers. Kobe was the first, and Susie Richardson took over when Kobe left, and she was the singer for most of that band's career. And the band recently announced that they're going to do a reunion show at the end of 2009 on Christmas night. A reunion show with the original singer, Kobe.
Yeah?
Yeah. Which sounds pretty cool. So I guess we're going to do a show with like both singers, which sounds pretty exciting. I hope that we get to go to it.
Oh, is that New Year's Eve?
Christmas night.
Oh, Christmas night.
December 25th, my birthday.
So I guess it means we have to come back here then. We're going to be back home, or my home.
Your home.
In Coral Springs. Anyway.
enough family planning aside.
Before that, we heard Fabulettes. You may also know their other song called Try the Worrying Way, which is more or less a method of losing weight by worrying about your band. That one's pretty funny. That one's off the Girl Group box set. But I use Screaming and Shouting, which is off the Last Train in Nashville compilation, which is pretty good. And it's actually the flip side of Try the Worrying Way, I think. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. Trying the Worrying Way, the flip side of that one is actually they do a cover of Money, That's What I Want. I haven't heard that, but I bet that's really awesome. And they were also known, this band was also used to be known as the Mar-Bells, which a lot of bands have that type of name at that time. And they had to change their name for when they did the recordings. Yeah, the singers in the band were Loretta, Annette, Maddie, and Addie. Maddie and Addie.
That are nice and rhymes.
Yeah, they're uncredited session singers. And Annette had gone solo in the 70s, did a lot of nice, smooth soul kind of stuff in the 70s, and she died in a plane crash in 1977. Yeah, and that's according to BoogalooInvestigator.com.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right, then. So that was show number 4.
Thanks for tuning in. Number 4 in the can.
Bing.
Hopefully not the trash can.
Oh, boy. Set yourself up there, right, don't you?
Well, if you made it this far, thanks for listening. Hope you liked it and maybe turned you on to something you hadn't heard before.
Yeah, and let's get all our information aside, we have kickbrightzine.com, we have kickbright.podomatic, podomatic.com, and we also have our request line, or voice box thing you can call up and leave a message for us. We haven't had any calls yet, but it would be so awesome if somebody could call. You could say whatever the hell you want, we'll play it on here. That would be really, really awesome. The phone number is as follows.
206-984-0956.
Once again, that's 206-984-0956. And we already tried to come up with something snappy. That's just a plain old word for that number, but we can't seem to figure out anything.
Yeah, nothing through phonespell.org at all.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Yeah, anything else we need to put up?
Or you can just email us. What's our email?
We don't really have an email. We've had a message put out through podomatic.com, which I don't really care for their email, so I would say email kickbrightzineshop@hotmail.com. If that's not too confusing, just put shop after zine. Hopefully that helps. We don't have a hub for this right now. We're going to probably make some space on the Kickbright Zine website for this podcast, so that way that we have a home for it besides Podomatic. Okay? Yeah. Sound good?
That sounds good.
All right. See you soon.
See you later, guys.